2. Sunday. The shops aren't open on Sundays. They are closed. But yesterday was Saturday. The shops were open yesterday. They weren't closed. Today, Mrs. Harding isn't shopping as the shops are closed. But yesterday she went shopping. Mrs. Harding tells us what she did. I had to buy some food yesterday. I left home at 10 o'clock and walked to the shops. I bought some pork and vegetables. While I was shopping, I thought someone was watching me. I don't know why. I paid for the food and I talked with a shop assistant. Then I went back home again. How about today, Mrs. Harding? What have you done? What has happened? I have had breakfast. I have talked with my husband about the afternoon. Jack has gone out for a walk, so he isn't at home now. Anthea has gone to her room. She's listening to some music now. The other children have done their homework and they're watching TV now. I was writing a letter while the children were doing their homework. I have finished the letter and now I'm having a cup of tea. What do we know about Jill Harding? She has lived in England all her life. She has never lived in another country. She has learnt 2 languages. She has learnt German and Latin. She can speak German well, but she can't speak Latin well. She speaks it badly, but she can read it well. She has known Jack for 20 years. She first met him 20 years ago, and she's still with him now. She doesn't know how to do magic, and she has never done a magic trick. She has lived in their house in London for 5 years. Before that, they all lived in a house in the country. Now it's 1 p.m. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The Hardings have had lunch. They've finished eating. Jill Harding wants to meet an old friend in town. Her friend is called Mabel. Jill and Mabel have known each other since they were at school together. They've known one another for a very long time. Where do they want to meet? They want to meet at Trafalgar Square. They have often met at Trafalgar Square. How does Jill go to Trafalgar Square? She goes there by underground. The underground is a train that runs under the ground. People in London often call it the tube. To go to Trafalgar Square, she has to get off at Charing Cross. Charing Cross is the nearest tube station to Trafalgar Square. Where can they go from Trafalgar Square and what can they do there? There are different interesting and nice places to go to, but today Jill and Mabel want to visit the National Gallery. In the National Gallery, there are works by well-known artists like Botticelli, Titian, Raphael, Michelangelo, Caravaggio, Rembrandt, Cézanne, Hogarth and Gainsborough. The Neoclassical National Gallery was founded in 1824 when the British government bought 38 paintings belonging to the Russian businessman John Julius Angerstein. The gallery now has a collection of over 2,300 paintings that begin in the mid-13th century and go to the 1900s. Why do Jill and Mabel want to visit the National Gallery? They both like painting. They often paint pictures together. They have painted a lot of pictures. Last week, Jill painted a ship on the river and Mabel painted some flowers. Have they been to the National Gallery before? Yes, they have both been there many times. They went there last month, the last time. Why do they often visit the National Gallery? They often go there because they like to see paintings by well-known artists. They want to see how these artists painted. They want to learn from well-known artists. How much does it cost to visit the National Gallery? It costs nothing. people can visit it for free. I hope there's something new to see today, Mabel said. Of course there is, Jill answered. I have never come here and not seen something new. There are new exhibitions every month. Yes, look at the poster, Mabel said as they came to the National Gallery. There is an exhibition from America. It's an exhibition about an American painter called Edwin Lord Weeks. Jill and Mabel stopped to look at the poster. It said, Edwin Lord Weeks, 1849 to 1903, was an American artist known for his Orientalist works. Exhibition from 1st of July until 28th of August. What are Orientalist works? Mabel asked. Orientalist means he painted in Oriental countries like India and China, Jill answered. That looks interesting to me, Mabel said. Yes, I also want to see this exhibition. The two friends go into the National Gallery. Visiting the National Gallery is for free, but you have to buy a ticket for exhibitions. A ticket for the Edwin Lord Weeks exhibition is £14. For two people, it's £28. Jill pays £30 and gets £2 change. Then they go into the exhibition rooms. There are a lot of interesting paintings from India. While they are looking at the paintings, Jill sometimes thinks that someone is watching her. She has the feeling that someone is watching her. Is anyone watching her? Yes, her husband is standing in front of the magic mirror in his secret cellar and he is watching her. Jill is looking at a painting of an elephant in India. She has never seen this painting before, but she likes it. It's a very interesting painting. I wish I could be there, Jill said to Mabel. The magic mirror hears Jill's wish. Suddenly a wind picks her up and then she is in India. It is 1882. The sun is shining and it is very hot. Jill Harding sees the American painter. He is painting the elephant. Suddenly there is a shout. A man is pointing at Jill. People hear him and come to look at her. Suddenly Jill isn't happy anymore. Now the American painter is looking at her. What kind of clothes are you wearing? He asks her. What is she wearing? She's wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Did people in 1882 wear jeans and t-shirts? No one wore t-shirts and only some men in America wore jeans if they did very dirty work. Women always wore nice dresses. Jill knows why everyone is looking at her and she isn't happy. People are shouting at her now. Does she know what they are saying? No, she doesn't. The people don't speak English. But the people don't look happy. They look angry. Mr. Harding saw everything in the magic mirror. Oh dear, he said, I wish Jill was back in the National Gallery. A magic wind took Jill back into the museum. Mabel was still standing in front of the painting. Yes, Mabel said, it would be nice to be there and see the elephant. I wish... No, Jill shouted, don't wish anything. Then she quickly walked on to another painting. I have to talk to Jack when I am at home again, she said. Jack heard her through the mirror. Oh dear, he said.